A walk on the beach today in Galveston may make you think the BP spill had no impact here, several hundred miles from where the rig exploded out in the Gulf. But Don Pitts with Texas Parks and Wildlife would beg to differ.
Absolutely. We had almost a minimum of 36 miles of beach that received some form of oiling as a result of this spill.
Not only physical damage to the state's ecosystem, he says, but financial damage as people stayed away from the beaches in the summer of 2010.
People actually changed their patterns of recreation as a result of the spill. The effects of that was much, much broader than just the footprint of the spill.
BP faces billions of dollars in fines and settlements with multiple court cases now underway. It launched a public relations campaign like this video last year, featuring a company executive, John Parker.
When we made our commitment to the Gulf, BP had two big goals: help the Gulf recover and learn from what happened.
In 2011, BP agreed to provide money for what was called early oil spill restoration. And now, Texas and four other Gulf Coast states and the federal government are deciding how to spend the money, which totals $1 billion.
BP said, we're going to give $1 billion up front right now to start restoring the Gulf right now.
Kind of gets people's attention when you say $1 billion.
Yeah, it's a big chunk of money, right?
That's Amanda Fuller.
Good evening. I'm Amanda Fuller. I work for the National Wildlife Federation here in Texas.
She was in Galveston one evening last week at a public meeting held by state and federal officials. They wanted to hear what people thought of how the BP money will be spent in Texas, which will get a total of $100 million. The state Parks and Wildlife Department is proposing to use some of it for five initial projects. $18 million would go to renovate storm-battered beach parks near Galveston and Port Arthur, as well as to build artificial reefs offshore for fishing and diving. This is a welcomed opportunity for a parks department that in recent years has had its funding cut by lawmakers and had to beg for donations just to keep parks open. But at the meeting in Galveston, some environmentalists questioned the wisdom of spending millions on public showers and restrooms situated near beaches.
This money is now public money, and we're investing it in there, and tomorrow, during hurricane season, it could all be gone again.
Activist Brant Manchin was one of those who got 3 minutes to state his case.
Where are the large wetland restoration proposals? Where are the large coastal prairie restoration proposals? And there aren't any.
Those sorts of projects would give Texas more bang for BP's bucks, says Scott Jones with the Galveston Bay Foundation.
We think those can provide some long-term payoff to the state of Texas, to our coastal resources.
In fact, the four other Gulf Coast states getting the money have proposals that direct over half their funds to ecological restoration projects as opposed to recreational improvements. Again, Amanda Fuller with the National Wildlife Federation.
We don't really understand why Texas is positioned differently than the other states when it comes to restoration.
Is Texas different?
No, we see this as just our first step in it.
Don Pitts, the Parks Department's point person for managing the BP money, said Texas has no intentions of ignoring projects to restore wetlands or eroded shorelines. He says they are in the works.
That's a process that's been proven a little bit more difficult and a little longer than we anticipated, and we're just not there yet with our ecological projects. It's something that we work daily on.
It's a chance to make improvements long needed along the coast of Texas, where threats, both natural and man-made, have taken a toll. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.